Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on November 14th, 2008, live at our theaters located at 209 Westhausen Street in Manhattan.
Good evening. We're very pleased to welcome the co-directors of tonight's film, All in This Tea, Les Blank and Gina Lebrecht. On the opening night of our Les Blank Festival. We'd like to encourage you to all stick around after tea for the next set of films, Garlic is as Good as 10 Mothers and Gap-Tooth Women, which Les will also introduce and which will feature his famous Arumaran process. If I could just please say, welcome Les Blank.
Thank you very much. This film had its beginnings in 1997, when I ran into the subject of the film at a public park about three blocks from my house in Berkeley. He was out in front of this white tent, the same tent you'll see at the end of the film, and he was giving away tea samples at this Himalayan fair. And I tasted the tea and found it interesting, and I heard his stories about wandering around in Asia for 10 years living in monasteries, because that was the cheapest place to live, and meeting the Dalai Lama and helping him learn English, and also learning about the tea he was drinking. And he started traveling around Western China looking for the same tea the Dalai Lama liked, and found some and brought it back to the U.S. and found people interested in this kind of tea, as well as other fine teas from rural parts of China that normally don't get exported. So he was the leader of bringing back really good tea and getting people to pay attention to the kind of tea they're taking. And since this time, he's sort of like the Alice Waters of the tea business. There's disciples of him popped up in all the major cities in the country, and they've got these nice little tea shops selling fine Chinese tea now. And I shot this as a learning lab to teach myself digital filmmaking and also to have a little adventure. And digital filmmaking is a lot cheaper than 16 millimeter, which is what I had always been doing. To shoot an hour of 16 millimeter with your sound transfers costs over $2,000. For the same amount of video, it costs about $3. And it's a vast different kind of a world. But you'll get to see what I came back with. And then when I got back, one of the things I learned about this kind of filmmaking is that because it's so easy and so cheap, and because I'm so insecure, I never feel I have enough material, so I just keep shooting, hoping something extraordinary will happen. And I get way too much stuff to look at, and my attention span just can't deal with watching the same old thing over and over. And so I've pretty much given up on the project when a young lady named Gina Lebrecht, sitting here, came along and had a look at it and found it extraordinary, and she started... found she could sit and watch it and pick out the good stuff and put it together. And this is what we came back with. And we'll both be up here taking questions when it's over. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.